From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing Report.
And good morning at 8:06. This is going to be a good show today. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and always podcast at usfdracing.org. Now, Tim Bryant standing by with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway the past couple of weeks. The Bomber drivers have heard the rumor that maybe, just maybe, they're putting a restrictor plate on those cars. Well, there was some testing going on the past couple of weeks. Tim will tell us about it. Also, the Wing Sprint cars and the ARCA coming. Two huge events starting the season at both tracks. So Tim standing by there. Joe McCardle also comes back on this morning with Sunny South Raceway. The racing school is in session today. You can learn how to drive a race car. And also, this is pretty cool, next Saturday, they have the very first open test session in the swap meet. So Joe will tell us more about that. And NASCAR expert at Ask.com and executive editor of Popular Speed, Matt Weaver, joins us again. And well, Daytona, it's about to happen. Comes alive next week. Jeff Gordon actually hints about a possible return to that rainbow paint scheme. We'll talk about that and some other things. And Jay Wells will wrap up the show this morning. Next week at Southern Raceway, it's the Winter Nationals with the Neesmith Crate Late Models, the Street Stocks, Open Wheel Modifieds, the Vintage Pure Stock, and Stingers. Big money in each class under the Stingers on Friday night. I believe will run for $350 to win, so not bad. And also, he has more information on the IMCA Modified Tour called the Bay Area Modifieds. Look him up on Facebook, but Jay will give us more information. So thank you so much for joining us, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service here at Government and Butler and Mobile bring you the show. And standing by now, Tim, good morning. Again, we were just talking off the air, and a lot of buzz in the Bomber community about those darn plates.
Well, I tell you what, good morning, Kane, and happy Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras in full swing, and one of the best thing, if you're a hardcore race fan, about enjoying some of the Mardi Gras festivities is knowing just as soon as it's over, it's time to go racing, and we're gearing up for what we think is going to be the best opening part to our season ever. Tommy Prater doing a fantastic job as always, getting the ARCA Mobile 200 in gear. That's shaping up to be a good event, and then of course the two big events after that, three big events actually in a row at MIS. We're opening on March 28th. Our regular season opens with the Modifieds of Mayhem series, and that series has getting a lot of publicity and is really getting some legs. We're expecting a good turnout of cars for that. 2 weeks later, for the first time ever, the King of the Wings, Wing Sprint Car Series, a national series coming to Mobile, and then 2 weeks after that, of course, the Southern Super Series opens the middle light super late model season there at Mobile. So, wow, we're going to get off to a mighty big start here at the start of the season.
Just go ahead and get season tickets now. You're going to have to do it anyway. Let's talk about these King of the Wing Sprint cars. You know, I know they run from coast to coast. A little bit more information about them. Are they the 360s? What kind of motors do these guys run? Obviously, they're going to be flat-footing and they'll be fast.
you're probably familiar with a guy named Davey Hamilton, a former Indy 500 driver, suffered a bad Indy car crash some years back, his life was in jeopardy, but he recovered. He actually made a comeback in racing, but he evolved into running some open wheel sprint cars. He owns a sprint car team. He's got some involvement with an Indy car team, but he has started a new sprint car series, and basically it incorporates 360s, 410s, and he's got a rules package together, but he's literally bringing sprint cars from the West Coast to the East Coast. Our friends from the Tampa area, which is a strong sprint car group down there, are excited about the rules package. And, we had some good events the last couple of years with the Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Series. Davey's deal kind of opens it up, and I think it's going to ensure we have more cars. And I tell you, you put a group of Wing sprint cars on the track where they flat-foot it all the way around, and it's just unbelievably exciting.
It sounds like you're bringing even a higher caliber of drivers again from all over the country, which is exciting. Well, obviously we've got open test sessions coming up, and before we get into that, like I said, let's talk about what you guys have been doing. Some concern and talk about the speed from the Bombers. Safety is there, but you as a track, both tracks are trying to slow them down for competitiveness, and what have you found out about some of the testing you've done the past couple of weeks?
Well, let me preface this by saying what we've saw the evolution of the Bomber cars over the last five, 6 years, as as, you know, these cars started out as completely stock cars. They had to have all the stock components. And as cars got a little harder to find in the salvage yards, especially replacement components, inner fender panels, header panels, that sort of thing, you know, it just got to the point where it made sense for us to eliminate some of those parts and doing that and allowing the aftermarket nose pieces. And, you know, and we saw it before our very eyes, these cars evolved into what was probably 6-8 years ago, basically a sportsman car. Yeah. So the speeds have increased as well. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They're just running faster than we wished they did. And we were looking for some ways to potentially slow the cars down. We implemented a couple of rules. One is a new ride height rule, and that is in place for 2015. And we do know that that's going to have some effect on the cars as far as handling characteristics. But the restrictor plate was something, a lot of thought went into that. Mm-hmm. We had some good input from people like VDL Fuel Systems, and Ricky Brooks done hours of research on this stuff. Mm-hmm. We actually built several restrictor plates, and we field tested them to make sure that we were accomplishing what we wanted to accomplish. We actually had one plate that was the exact equivalent to what the CFM rating was on the two-barrel carburetors that a lot of the drivers were asking for. That particular test yielded absolutely no change in speed. So, you know, had we implemented that rule, it would have been, you know, $200-$400 spent for no good reason. And following that up, you know, the results that we got with the restrictor plates, we went down to the smallest restrictor plate that we had built. Mm-hmm. It did slow the cars down on the straightaway. Yeah. And for folks that was wondering who tested them, the last test we had Robert Balcom from Pensacola, B.J. Latham in the 8 car, Gino Denmark in the 88, who actually had a suspension failure during the test. Mm-hmm. But Robert in particular found out, although his initial laps were like a half a second slower, kind of what we was looking for, in short order, he found a new way to drive the car and literally flat-footed it all the way around the track. So what slowed down in the straightaway, he picked up in the turn. And to be honest with you, we just really didn't envision, you know, 16 good bomber cars diving down in a corner wide open and thinking, you know, that's just not going to be a good situation. So all that said, Kane, we're going to continue to test these things, mm-hmm. but we're going to start the season with no restrictor plates. And, you know, if and when we decide to go to them, we're going to make sure that we've done our homework and that we're going to get the results that everyone's looking for.
But the motors already have a rev limiter. You've got set at, I want to say, 5,400 RPMs. What's the chances of taking that even lower to slow the cars? That, I mean, I would have the same thing. You could flat foot them pretty much because we're really close to that where it is now.
Yeah, that's what we think would happen there. So, you know, I don't know. As I say, we'll continue to test. We do believe, and I will tell you that B.J. Latham's car was a different animal with an extra inch of ride height. They had already raised their car up to the 2015 specs. So, I think guys can expect a little difference. And, you know, one of the complaints we heard about the new ride height rule was, well, it messes up my geometry. Well, you know what?
It's a race
car.
We
don't want bomber cars to be geometrically perfect.
That's right.
We want guys to go down in the corner and get them a double handful of steering wheel and muscle those cars to the corner.
That's the fun part about the class. You mentioned a height rule. It's 8.5 inches now. What about side skirting? That's 8.5 inches from the frame, so side skirts are still available. You can use those on the cars, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. That's what a lot of people have been asking. Well, let's talk about, for the average fan who doesn't have a race car but might want the opportunity to actually drive one, either at Five Flag Speedway or Mobile International Speedway. This is great. You've done it again. The Rusty Wallace Racing Experience is back at Five Flags on the 14th.
Yeah, they'll be in Pensacola a week from today, on Saturday, from 9 until 5. RaceWithRusty.com is where all the information is. They'll be in Mobile on Sunday from 12 to 5, and then they'll be back again on March the 8th for another round at Mobile. So it's a great opportunity, and the ARCA Mobile 200 has stepped up. Tommy Prater's worked a deal with Mark Ebert from the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience, and you can actually get some ARCA Mobile 200 tickets with a ride-along or a drive-along experience with that program. So, man, if anybody ever wants to see what it feels like to drive around a race car, a racetrack, or even ride around, it's a great opportunity.
It is. It is. Well, Tim, we appreciate it. I know you've got some Mardi Gras things to take care of, and hey, it's the weekend to do it, so why not? But we can't wait for the open test sessions, and again, it's going to be just a great start to the year at Five Flags and Mobile International Speedway. And as always, we're so thankful to be a part of it, and can't wait to get to the track, my friend.
Well, I tell you, thanks, Kane. And again, we are so excited about the beginning of this racing season as we get some of these questions sorted out. The schedule is just falling in place this year. I think we've got a tremendous amount of interest in the new truck series, and I don't think I'm letting the cat out of the bag. We're excited that Mark Barnhill has got his sportsman car in the hands of someone else now and is looking to do some truck racing this year, so that's going to be exciting. We've got a few interesting stories coming up in and around MIS and Five Flags, so we can't wait to get started.
There you go. Okay, coming up next again, thank you, Tim. It's going to be a big, big race weekend. It's going to be kind of cool because not only do you have that at Mobile and also at Five Flags Speedway, but you've also got, and this is exciting, Racing School. We're going to learn more about it coming up next, so stand by. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll podcast the show later today at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. And again, we've been racing with them for 4 years out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. What's great about these guys is we help raise money and awareness for volunteer fire departments all over the country. Still to come, Jay Wells standing by. What a big weekend of racing next weekend at Southern Raceway. It starts Thursday for practice and 2 days of racing, the Winter Nationals. He's also got information on the IMCA Modified Tour that's coming, the brand new Bay Area Modifieds. Matt Weaver's going to hit some NASCAR, but now it's talking with Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway. And Joe has always been a great, great guy as far as it comes with the kids and getting these young kids starting at racing. And what they do at Sunny South Raceway, as we've said before, is they kind of train up tomorrow's drivers today. And actually, today is the day when they have some schools out there. So we'll talk to Joe, which starts, I think, at noon. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kane. Good morning.
Man, welcome. Yeah, you know what? Mardi Gras here. I was just talking with Tim Bryan. Everybody's in the mood for Mardi Gras. But as he said, and it's true, you know, the best thing about Mardi Gras is when it's over, racing season's here.
hey, and that's for sure. You know, we go through this Mardi Gras for the ones that love the moon pies and the rain in the face and all that. That's fine. For people like me, like racing, it starts today.
That's right. And tell us about it, because now I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this school today is sold out, but you've got more coming.
We have got, it's a record again for us. You know, we're getting better and better each year with the school and everything, but today we have five Bandolero drivers that's coming to school starting at 12 o'clock.
Wow. That's going to be a full track.
That's a first for us. We lucked out. Everybody got a car, suit, and we found gloves and all that good stuff. And starting at noon today, before you get ready to go to Mardi Gras, come on by and watch these. You might look out and see tomorrow's champion today.
Yeah, and with this, what you're doing is, again, it's a unique opportunity because, you know, we got to grow the racers from the fans in the stands. And a lot of times when you get started in racing, it's pretty expensive. So this
is
a great way for an X amount of dollars. You supply everything except the driver. They come in, they've got a full suit, and it's a full protected car. Talk about the safety of these bandos.
Well, these are bandos. It's a full cage car.
Yeah.
With a fiberglass body, but it's a full cage. I mean, you're surrounded, you got the driver's loop up top, you got the down bars. It's a full cage car with a 5-point harness, and we're running a twin cylinder Briggs & Stratton with hydraulic brakes. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You have the gear back to regulate the speed and everything. Mm-hmm. We've got our cars, the school cars, geared down. We will have the ambulance there. We do everything to protect your child. We take your child and treat him like one of ours.
Yeah, and what a great experience. And I imagine 9 out of 10 get into racing after that day.
It is, you know, we got one of them been biting at the bit for 6 months. I want to go to school.
Oh, wow.
Well, guess what? He's coming over from Mississippi today. He will be there today.
Wow.
But you know, we give them, we start off walking the track, we give them class time.
Yeah.
We give them 3 times in the car, and then for those who wish to take it one step further before they hit the big track, they can call us, and we will go back out there with a little private training, one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah.
We're here for the kids.
Well, and that's, like I said, a great way to start and get everything going on. And then next weekend is the second annual swap meet and open practice, and another huge day. And Valentine's Day, you're taking care of the ladies with chili and flowers. You're a good man.
There you go. Like I said before, it was hard for us to get a weekend in February that wasn't already taken.
Sure.
So we had to kind of approach on Valentine's Day. Well, we're trying to make it right. Come through the gate free, get a rose, get a bowl of chili, watch a little practice, look at some. You might even want to come in there and buy something for your old man. You never know. Come on down.
Well, and the thing is if you want to bring things, free space to sell, whether it's carts, cars, trucks, parts, right, accessories, everything.
We don't care who you belong to, who you race with, or what kind of race car you got. Come on down. If you don't have nothing to sell, walk around and look. Mm-hmm. You might buy something yourself. But we want you to come down, spend some time with us. Gates open at 10 o'clock. You know, it's the second annual Sunny South Swap Meet. We have the practice. The track will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make some hot laps in a new car. We're trying, Team McArthur's trying to get their cars out there.
Oh, man.
Eat a little chili. Talk a little smack.
Yeah, there
have
you go.
A little fun.
That's what it's about, man. Preseason, you got to.
You know, if we can't talk a little smack when it comes to racing, what good is it?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, with all the classes, on a regular night, you have, what, six, seven classes, including go-karts that run. And the history of the track is incredible. It's in Granby, Alabama. It used to be a dirt track. I remember doing some racing out there many moons ago. And they got some folks together, and they really put about just a little over $1 million into the facility. And it's like, I'll call it our own private Bristol in our own backyard. It's an amazing facility. And some of the nice things, you know, like we've talked about, like the pit area, for instance, and the fact that I don't have a problem with my young kids running around over there because it's family friendly.
Well, you know, and we tell everybody, it's a family track.
Yeah.
Going from the grid to the track, we will stop the cars and let the kids come back. You know how kids are.
Yeah.
Back and forth, sustain to the bathroom. They're all over the place. We enforce the pit rules, the pit speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family track. We've got kids that kids are going to be kids. They're going to run all over the place. They can do it at Sunny South. It's a safe track.
Well, you look at the schedule, and March 7th, which is just around the corner, is the very first race. Saturdays again this year.
Yes, sir. We're going to Saturdays. We ran 3 years on Friday night. Mm-hmm. It worked great for some people, but, you know, for the working man, it was kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try Saturdays again and try to do, you know, make everybody have some fun and come back.
And if you look at the schedule, and again, you guys go on to sunnysouthraceway.org. You can also look them up on Facebook. And it really pretty much looks like about every other weekend of racing through October.
Right. We have a big the third annual Dixie Clash scheduled for the first weekend of October, two-day race. Big trucks, pro trucks, big trucks, super stocks, bombers if they wish.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to run them again.
Oh, see, that's huge. And I also see in the middle of the year, July 18th, we'll have all the classes plus the vintage cars back again.
Vintage cars will be back. We will run vintage cars. I'm waiting on that. I went to Five Flags last Saturday for the swap meet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of vintage cars over there for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Vintage cars is a legend car
on steroids. Yeah, there you go.
That's
how you say it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, again, so for the school, if you want to get a hold of you or anyone, how do we do that to say, hey, let's have the kids, when will be the next school? Because I know we're talking about Bandoleros, but you also have schools for the other classes.
We have schools for every class, just about every class that we run down there.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. We'll come up to cars, the instructor, the time. Give us a call.
What's the number? I was like, I don't remember the number.
The number that you want to call, Wayne or Cressick, 510-8021, and me, 379-6548.
Well, that's perfect. And, Joe, I know it's going to be great with you teaching these young kids. Now, how long does that class usually last during an afternoon?
Today, the school starts at 12, and we'll run to 5 o'clock.
Wow. Oh, that's such a great deal. Well, I hope those kids have a blast. I know they will. Take a bunch of pictures and get them all on Facebook, my friend.
Right. And I want to, at this time, take the time to thank the mom and dad of the five drivers that's coming out today.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for entrusting your kid with us. We will do you a good job.
Oh, yeah. And they'll be hooked, and you'll be getting a car. So get ready. Bring the checkbook, right?
Come on now. They know what their role is.
That's right. That's exactly it. Have a great weekend, Joe.
All right, man.
There you go. Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. Still to come, it's big racing coming up. This is going to be great. Next weekend, the Winter Nationals are finally here at Southern Raceway in Milton. You know, they had a big dip into Turn 3. They took it out. They put brand-new drainage in there. And now they've actually taken some of the banking out of that track, trying to get two and maybe even three grooves by next weekend. Are you ready for this? Still to come, we'll talk with Jay Wells. Also, more NASCAR news next with Matt Weaver. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Podcast later at usfdracing.org. And again, got to thank the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Just heard about the schools at Sunny South Raceway. And man, if you're building, whether it be a car or a vintage track, or a vintage motor, I should say, or if you're a bomber, sportsman, there's one guy that can do it in Mobile and does a great job, and I only trust him with the motors. That's Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government Butler. So still to come, you know the Winter Nationals are next weekend at Southern Raceway. Practice Thursday and then racing for 2 days on Friday and Saturday. Jay Wells will be on here in just a minute. Also, the IMCA Modifieds are back with the Bay Area Modified Tour, and it seems like this is really growing in popularity. Everyone talking about it in social media. But the big thing is, and I can't wait to hear so much going on right now, as we're less than a week away from hearing the roars of the engine back at Daytona. Got to talk NASCAR, and we haven't had him on in a while. He's been busy. NASCAR expert with Ask.com, the executive editor at Popular Speed, and just on tour. Again, Matt Weaver. Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning.
Man, you have been doing the preseason. You've been up to Charlotte, and when you're talking with some of the drivers this year, I know Tony Stewart, reading some of the articles out there, that he seems like he's poised, he's ready, he's concentrating, he's just bought a brand new sprint car traveling circus, and but he's not driving. So give us details on what you've learned the past couple of weeks, and as you prepare to go Daytona this week.
Well, the key word is for drivers, media, fans, not to say excited. We're not allowed to say excited. Okay. It's a little cliche. But the reality is we're all excited.
We're prepared.
Right. But no, specifically about Tony, you know, for those Tony Stewart fans, I saw a side of Tony Stewart last week at the NASCAR Media Tour that I haven't seen in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a rough 2 years. I mean, obviously, we all know the story of last fall. Mm-hmm. The tragic accident in New York, but don't forget he broke his leg in a sprint car accident the year before that and missed a huge chunk of time as well.
Yeah, and he's been struggling with that, and I think he still has another surgery or two to go, doesn't he?
I'm not entirely sure. I know that he had one more right before the media tour, and the key thing you notice when watching Tony is that he had a pretty noticeable limp throughout the season last year. And for the most part, it's gone away. There's still a bit of one, but Tony's walking like he has before. Now, he's not going to win a marathon anytime soon, but he ain't winning marathons. He's winning sprint cup races. So I think we're going to see the old Tony Stewart come back this year. I think he's going to win a couple of races. He's going to be in the hunt, in the chase for the championship. So I feel pretty good about what Tony Stewart has going on.
I think NASCAR, for the first time in a long time, has a lot of good forward momentum from last year's season. I think the excitement of the last race and building up to it, and now all the major news with favorite racing son along the Gulf Coast, Chase Elliott, now going to be in Jeff Gordon's ride after Jeff Gordon's final racing season. And then you hint around, and again, go to popularspeed.com on the website. Jeff Gordon might be turning an old paint scheme. Tell us about it.
Well, when Gordon announced that he was going to step away from full-time Sprint Cup competition following the 2015 season, don't call it a retirement, mm-hmm. he insists. Everyone said, well, we want to see the rainbow car because, you know, that's synonymous with Gordon. Gordon hasn't really driven that car since 2000. He drove it once in 2004 as a throwback. But that car is still the one paint scheme you think of when you think of Jeff Gordon. So I think it would be fitting for that car to come back at least once this season. And, you know, there are some things to work around. Exalta, which is the former company that used to be DuPont, has tried to distance itself from the DuPont brand. So there was a little bit of hesitation to
do a throwback paint scheme, but I think for Jeff Gordon's final season, you have to do that.
Oh, I would think so too. I mean, think of how many of those diecasts they would sell.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think that Gordon would have threw that out there. He's so calculated.
Yeah.
Unless there was a plan in place to do that car at some point this year. So I feel pretty good about it.
You know, I also saw a new pit road policy may lead to aggressive lug nut strategies. What's going on with the lug nuts now?
Well, as most of your listeners know, there are 5 lug nuts per tire.
Mm-hmm.
And in years past, you had to put on all 5, or a NASCAR official would hold you on pit road. This year, there's a new pit road policy in that there are not going to be officials on pit road. Everything's done from video cameras. So NASCAR is not going to police how you put on lug nuts. So you could see some teams elect to take 3 or 4 or however they want to do to save time on pit road and try to get some track position. But there's a drawback. If you have a tire come off on the track, you get a P3 penalty, which is the 3/3 of 6 penalties that you can get from NASCAR. So you still have to be careful with doing that. But you could see at a track like Martinsville, where if you need to get 2 or 3 spots on pit road, you might see a team try it.
Wow. Well, I just would think I wouldn't want to go that way as a driver. You know, more things on the PopularSpeed.com you talk about. Looks like it's going to be good with Dale Jarrett and Kyle Petty. Some people don't like Kyle. Some people either love him or hate him. I kind of like the way he talks. He's straight up honest, I guess. Is that the best way to put it? No fluff and puff, as you wrote.
He's a polarizing fella.
That's great.
I think that as many detractors that Kyle Petty might have, I think the Fox broadcast crew might have a little bit more. Now, look, Fox has done a lot of great things for the sport. They revolutionized the way that stock car telecasts are presented to fans. But I think it's no secret that a lot of fans have grown tired of the joking and the silliness with the Waltrip brothers over the past couple of years. And they want a little bit more of a serious broadcast for a hardcore fan. And in talking to Jeff Burton and some of the short track races that he attends with Harrison down here in the coast, and talking to him in Charlotte, and then talking to Dale Jarrett and Kyle Petty, that's the mindset they're coming into with their first season at NBC. They want to have a broadcast that there's going to be some levity, there's going to be some silliness, but for the most part, it's going to be a hardcore racing fan's dream. And that was the point of the no fluff and puff story.
Oh, that's going to be good. What do you see? What are the big news stories pulling in Daytona when the guys get there and they're hitting the track for the first time next week? I know there's rumors already about Danica, maybe leaving Stewart, and maybe losing GoDaddy.com money. There's just a lot of stuff going on. There's teams still trying to find funding for full seasons, including Hornish. I know they've got associate sponsors now added to it. But is there anything that just really sticks out, or are you like a kid at a candy store or Christmas Eve?
Well, you mentioned it earlier. There's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of forward momentum and energy surrounding the sport. I think Gordon is going to dominate headlines wherever he goes because this will be his last Daytona 500. He's admitted that, you know, this is not a race that he would be willing to come back for. So this will be his final 500. Chase Elliott will get a lot of attention. Brad Keselowski for being the lightning rod that he is at most of these events, and his personality and the way he drives. I just feel like right now the sport has a lot of energy coming off a very exciting playoff format last year, and that if we can just find some way to capitalize on that and show some of our friends who are not necessarily racing fans some of that energy and passion from last year, we might have something as far as growing the sport. And I think that's what we're going to see NBC and Fox try to do this year, is try to reach out and grab the new fan by showing them that passion that we saw late in the chase last year.
And what could happen? New fans on TV might finally say, hey, wait, isn't there a couple of tracks around here we could go check out? Isn't Mobile racing? Isn't Five Flag Speedway racing? And that's another thing I want to hit you up with. You know, as you're traveling with NASCAR, we were talking off the air, you'll be at the race after Texas. You're on tour, and you'll be back in New Orleans for the IndyCar race coming up. But what is it that you think on the small tracks, some of the smaller things, at Mobile, Five Flags, Montgomery, what's the big stories that are going to be dominating the local racing scenes this
year? Well, there's a pretty big short track story that's about to come out here in the next couple of days, and I'm not going to say any more than that. But it does affect one of our favorite sons here on the Gulf Coast. Mm. But there's a lot of interesting stories on the short track side. You know, the Southern Super Series will be back this year, brand new schedule. For right now, it doesn't look like we're going back to Jefferson for the World Crown. That race is currently on hiatus. We're going to Cordele for the first time for that tour. But there's a new tour in the Atlantic and the Carolina area, the Cars Tour, which evolved from the former Pro Cup Series, and it's drawing a lot of attention from our Southern Super Series regulars. Bubba Pollard has announced that he's going to try to win championships in both the Southern Super Series and the Cars Tour. So I think the racing is going to be really good this year. As far as the Gulf Coast specifically, it is back as a home track for the Southern Super Series. We get the ARCA race. I think Tommy Prater has done such a good job with promoting that race, and I think there's going to be a lot of energy coming off that first race at Daytona. And you know he's going to be out there promoting and marketing and saying,
does a great job,
these guys that you just saw on TV at Daytona, they're coming to Mobile. So I'm really excited for what the future holds here on the Gulf Coast.
Well, how can we keep track of you and when you're on tour and everything that you do? Obviously, Facebook and Twitter, but what's the best way to keep track of all your stories? Because you do such a great job for us.
Well, Kane, you know there's no keeping track of me.
Yeah, I know, right? Where's he at? Where's Weaver?
But no, the best way is social media. I'm on Twitter, at Matt Weaver, SBN. Same thing on Facebook. Facebook.com/Matt Weaver SBN. And there you're going to see most of my short track, NASCAR, IndyCar stories. I cover it all, and it's a pretty busy schedule we got coming up in 15.
All right, next weekend we're going to see the fastest time, and I think it's going to be a new quick time at Daytona. Who's going to set it?
Oh, what are we talking about?
Oh, Daytona, just getting some practice laps and things around there. Who's going to set a fast time at the track next week?
You know, that's a complicated question to answer, just because, you know, I don't put a lot of stock in practice up there because it's so silly and it's plate racing. So, you know what, I'll throw David Gilliland.
David's okay, I'm going to go with, let's see, who is it? You know what, Danica's going to do it. So we'll see how it goes.
With this new qualifying format, they're going to use the group qualifying this year at Daytona.
Yeah.
So like we saw last year when Brian Scott won the pole at Talladega, we have no clue what could happen.
Well, it's going to be good, and I know you're going to cover it all like you always do, Matt. So thank you so much for, again, being a big part of the show. And you do everything from NASCAR, IndyCar, and you cover all the local stuff, too. And it's not hard to find you again, popularspeed.com. And we appreciate everything you do for the show, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks, bud.
Absolutely. Matt Weaver again, and he's going to be staying busy as he gets ready to head down back to Daytona. So what's coming up next? Lots of good racing still to come next weekend. It's the Winter Nationals at Southern Raceway. Jay Wells is going to help put this circus all together for 3 days, and he's also got information on the Bay Area Modifieds. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, Kane Motorsports is going to be out in the Mardi Gras Parade next Saturday, February 14th, downtown Mobile with the Knights of Mobile. I'll have my vintage car there. I know we'll have three race cars totally in the parade, including our teammate this year, Matthew Jackson. He's got the black number 22 all dolled up and ready to rock. So we're going to have lots of throws, yell something, and we'll throw something. Simple as that. And then we'll head over to Southern Raceway to watch the big race. Unfortunately, couldn't quite get the vintage done in time. But I got to thank the sponsors that are still helping us out. McDonald's, all 74 Gulf Coast McDonald's, helping out with our childhood cancer things again this year. We're so thankful for them. Pull the Part back on. And you know, for every top five our team gets, they give us an extra $100. And that goes straight to a family locally that's fighting cancer with a child. So again, that's just a great what they're doing for us this year. Thank you to BA Motorsports. Also, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing at Daphne. ABC Designs, Ball Sack Tires. You've got Perkins Hurricane Cane Landing, a great place in Baldwin County. They're up near Bay Minette if you want to take the boat out. Nice sunshiny day to do it. Also, USFD Racing, K1 Race Gear, Alabama Teen Challenge, Metro Glass Mobile, ShareGodsPower.com, and right now, the bomber car is over at Titan Race Cars in Mississippi getting a brand new body on it. So we got a lot of stuff juggling on, and you think that's busy. There's one guy that tops it, and that's Jay. Jay Wells, good morning, man. You've got, you've got a Southern, what do you do? I mean, you got a day job, then you got the modifieds, you got the late models, and now, a little free time. Let's go and run the race at Southern next weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, just enjoying the off season.
Is that it?
Downtime. we're going to promote I'm going to promote the Winter Nationals and then the November race, the big one in November for Southern. And the IMCA modified Bay Area modified demo close tour. Mm-hmm. And work with the SEC a little bit this year.
Well, with Southern, let's talk about the Winter Nationals. It all starts next weekend with practice from about 5 to 9. And as we've talked about on the air, 9 o'clock, you got to shut those motors down during the weekday, don't you?
Yeah, we found that out last year. We got started a little late. And, in November, we got started a little late. We're going to run a little late, but mm-hmm. we got our hands clapped. There's a city ordinance on Thursday, 9 o'clock. You've got to be done. So practice will start 5 and will end at 9.
What, Friday and Saturday, though, this is great. The cars that won't be racing on Saturday, like the Vintage, can still come out Friday. You'll have practices going on. But the Winter Nationals has been around for a while. It's really the first race of the season on the dirt along the Gulf Coast. And what's best about it is the guys who aren't still building cars like me, they'll be out there. And it's a great way to test the equipment, but just to break up the monotony of the off season.
Right, exactly. And it gives everybody a chance to get out there and take down the new cars.
Oh, yeah.
And talking with Tom and Billy and them at Southern, there is no car entry for practice.
Oh, so good.
Thursday, it's a $10 pit pass. Bring your cars. Everybody can practice. On Friday, any class that's not racing a feature will get at least one practice session. And then, as many more as we can squeeze in. And again, it's just it's not a $10 pit pass. If you're coming Friday, you might as well just buy the 3-day pit pass. But no car entry fee on Friday either for the classes that are only practicing. So you can get 2 nights practicing on the car and be ready to go.
Well, and what I noticed also going through the payoff, big money race. I mean, even the Stingers, $350 or something like that?
Yeah, the Winter Nationals were, a big event in years past. And then it kind of dwindled down to a one-day race. And now it's back to a 3-day trip. So it's going to be good. And we kind of intentionally come and then split it up, not like we did the November race where everybody was there all 3 days.
Yeah.
And, it was, we had 144 or 45 cars. And it was a little crap, if anybody that was there knows. So, kind of split it up a little bit, run a couple classes one night. The pure stocks run Friday and Saturday, mm-hmm. but the other guys run either Friday or Saturday. So hopefully that'll be some of the congestion.
Well, and it's, like I said, a great way to go. It looks like the weather's going to be good for it. I want to switch to the Bay Area Modifieds really quick. The IMCA Modified rules are back in Flemington, Southern, and Northwest Florida, or as we call it, Baker Speedway, hosting mm-hmm. 6 races each during this first season. And tell us a little bit about what the idea was behind this when you were considering this a little bit last year, and now you've dived into it, and it's become huge.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the way it's been received. Extremely well, better than expected, to be honest, but I'm pleasantly surprised that we just decided to partner with IMCA. I had talked with Mike and Scott and the Hoopers at Southern. We wanted to modify, to get them back, and talk with the teams and the drivers. Well, overwhelmingly, it was, let's go back to IMCA. So, it was kind of it was a weird deal. I decided to do it, and I sent Mike up from Flemington a text. He was at PRI, walked over to the IMCA booth and said, "Hey, you guys want to do this?" And they were all over. A couple days later, I was on the phone with them, and we put it all together.
Well, and it's going to be huge. And one thing I like about it, in what you're trying to do, is get the guys who just don't have the money. Racing's expensive, period. It doesn't matter if you're doing carts or RC cars, all the way up to late models. But with this, with the way you got the engine rules, again, some of these guys in the modifieds have 15, 20, 30,000 and on up in a motor. That's a lot of money. You know, I think my parents paid $18,000 for the first house. You know, you do that kind of thing. But let me ask you, there is a rule for the motors.
There is. There's a, well, and it's a deterrent. You know, there's a claim rule, $1,050 or $100 with an exchange of it. That's kind of a deterrent, not to put a ton of money in your engine. There's also a track claim rule, dollars per corner. So you can put a $500 track on there, but you better be ready to pick it up for $50. So, you know, it's just a way to try to control the escalating costs and get guys back out there, you know, that don't have 20 grand for a motor or 2 grand for sports. And then also race percent mix things up.
Yeah.
They put kind of the higher point earners in the middle of it and at the back of the heat races. So you'll see passing and racing.
Your phone's cutting out just a little bit, James. So, that's fine. I think just get your hand up in the left and hold it up.
Yeah,
I'm
going to stand on this 1 foot here.
That's right. Really quick, we talked about, we got about another minute and a half or so, back to the racing at Southern Raceway. You look at the money that people can win. The Open Wheel Modified is running 30 laps for $1,500 to win. That's awesome. The Pure Stock, 25 laps, $750 to win. The Vintage, the same thing. And again, they get the Street Stocks and the Crate Late Models, 50 laps for $2,500 for the late models. What do you expect to see on car counts? Because everyone I've talked to on social media says they're going, even if they don't have their cars down, just to go and talk and try to do that.
Yeah, a lot of the great guys, a lot of the SEC guys, which the top 10 points from last year, get a free 3-day pit pass.
Awesome.
You know, we're not going to see winter, or not going to see November numbers, I don't think.
Right.
We won't have 50 of them, but we'll definitely expect a full field. The guys I've talked to, we didn't have a problem, 25.8 cars show up.
Wow. Well, how do we get a hold of you, or if we've got any questions, whether it be for this race weekend coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Southern, or for the Bay Area Modifieds?
Well, I've got the Southern track phone, so you can call them and it'll forward it to the phone that I have. Anybody can get a hold of me through Facebook, email, Bay Area Modified, bamod@yahoo.com, or just give me a call. And it's 251-975-8480.
With about 45 seconds left, major changes at the track at Southern.
Yeah, they kind of laid down the banking a little bit. They dug down turn three, that nasty hole.
Yeah.
They dug down and found a bunch of sand, and they dug like 6 feet by about 30 and put some more clay in there, compacted it down, and knocked down the banking just a little bit. It's going to be smoother, wider, and faster.
Yeah, that's going to be beautiful. Can't wait. Jay, we appreciate it again, and enjoy one of your final weekends off, brother.
I appreciate how you do, Jay.
Hey, glad to do it, Jay. All right, that's going to do it for the show again. I've got to thank everyone that's been on. Tim Bryant again, Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway. The big news again for Bomber drivers, no, they are not going to start off the season with us using those restrictor plates, but... yes, just like a good promoter, he throws in that little thing. So, but we're still going to test and see what happens. They're trying to slow down the cars just a little bit. Joe McCardle again from noon to 5 today over at Sunny South Raceway. If you've always just wanted to see what it's like to drive and to learn how to drive a race car, they've got the Bando School in there. You can go in there free, watch and even talk to the instructors and even the kids and parents that are going through it now. Pretty cool stuff there. And also, remember, next Saturday, it's the first open test session in Swap Meet. Matt Weaver again gave us so much great information on NASCAR. It's just going to be a great, great year. So we're thankful to him. And once again, I want to thank Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. And, of course, one more time, the Kane Motorsports crew will be in the Mardi Gras Parade with the Knights Mobile. And so excited to be, I think, our third year there, and we're going to have three race cars. I know that Steve Williams and Greg Haney will have a brand-new car out there, and that's going to be something to see and a bunch of throws. So if you're going to be downtown for the Mardi Gras and Mobile, you'll see three good-looking race cars out there ready to go. So
thank you to McDonald's and Fuller Part again and BA Motorsports, the Belrose Tattoo, Piercing and Daphne, getting some work done. Come see me. I'll show you. It's pretty good stuff. ABC Designs and Chris at Falsac Tires, good guy helping out. Perkins Hurricane Landing, also USFD Racing, K1 Race Gear, Alabama Teen Challenge, Metroglass Mobile, and ShareGodsPower.com. And as always, you can find us on Facebook under Full Throttle Racing, and we always got something going on in the community, so we appreciate everything you guys do for listening to the show. We'll do it again next Saturday, and there's lots of racing to cover. It's just getting here. The racing season, Daytona, back on the track. Can't wait. And a big race next weekend at Southern. God bless y'all. Love you, Mom. See you later.